I'm Francine, bringing you more reviews, recaps, and rants on all your favorite K-dramas. This is Drama Buds, an anime podcast. So hello everyone, welcome to today's episode of Drama Buds. I'm calling this episode the lightning round, okay? Lightning fast first impressions on a bunch of dramas that I tried out. Because after Cast Away Diva, I realized I didn't have anything to watch anymore. I still have backlogs. Oh my god, even in K-dramas, I have backlogs. But yeah, I still haven't finished Arthdal Chronicles 2. And I swear I'm gonna finish it for the sake of finishing it, even if I know what's gonna happen. But, you know, I had nothing to watch after Cast Away Diva. So I thought, you know what, let's just watch a bunch of ongoing dramas. Let's see what sticks. At least 2 episodes, just to get a feel for it. And that's it. That's just what this episode is. Very, very, very quick thoughts on soundtrack number 2, Welcome to Sam Del Rey, Maestra, Strings of Truth, and My Demon. So first up, we have soundtrack number 2. It's not really a sequel to soundtrack number 1. They have completely different stories and characters, but you know, the theme is that it's somehow related to music, or the characters somehow do something related to music. So the PD of soundtrack number 2 is the same as Vincenzo, Little Women, and of course soundtrack number 1. And the co-director, I think, is the same director as The Devil Judge. It stars Gum Se-rok, who I've seen in Youth of May and The Start of The Interest of Love, and No Sang-yoon, who I watched in Pachinko and Behind Every Star. So, if soundtrack number 1 was like a friends to lovers story, this time we're doing exes to lovers love triangle. Okay. Basically, female lead broke up with the male lead because, you know, at that time they were both poor and it seemed like he just wanted to be a streamer and, you know, he wasn't focused on his career the way she was. And years later, she's struggling to start a business to pivot out of music. Meanwhile, he actually succeeded in his streaming career. More than that, he's the CEO of a streaming platform or something like that. And they meet again after, I think, 4 years, and shenanigans ensue. where there's a musician that the male lead is working with for their company who somehow probably shows interest in the female lead. And that's where we are as of episode 2. Now, soundtrack number 2 is 2 episodes longer than the first, quote-unquote, season. Season 1 only had 4 episodes, while this has 6 episodes. And you know what? Honestly, deserve. Because, okay, I have to say about soundtrack number 1, it was so self-indulgently pretty, but the material itself was nothing. And honestly, leads had no chemistry to me. It was just eye candy. But in terms of substance and therefore my enjoyment, nada, nothing. So here, honestly, first 2 episodes, I had so much fun. Like, first episode, I was already having so much fun. Second episode, that's when they introduced the love triangle. And, I mean, last episode, I talked about not liking love triangles because it's pointless. But exes to lovers love triangle? That does get me thinking. Like, I wonder if it's gonna be as predictable as it usually is. It will be, of course. But, you know, at least keep the intrigue up. You know, make it fun. And as individual characters, I like them both. Like, female lead, what's her name? Gum Se-rok, who plays Do Yun-so. You know, she made her mistakes in the past and now she's struggling. And Ji Soo-ho, played by Steve No, he didn't grow up like rich CEO, so he doesn't have that kind of air to him. But it's the pride and the image that he has to keep up because, you know, he has to show his ex that he's lived a much better life while she looked down on him. I like them. I think they have chemistry. And it's only 6 episodes, and if I'm enjoying, I don't know, 1/3 of it already, might as well finish it. So yeah, literally that's all I can say about soundtrack number 2. Surprisingly, the most enjoyable thing I've watched among all of these. Next up, we have Maestra, Strings of Truth. This has the same PD as Love to Hate You. The writer, I don't think I know anything they wrote, or maybe they were a rookie. And it stars Lee Yong-e, who I've watched in Inspector Ku, and Lee Mu-seung, who I saw in The World of the Married, Designated Survivor, 60 Days, One Spring Night, and Kim Yong-jae, who I remember as Kim Sayun from Stranger 2. Right? Yeah. Maestra is a remake of a French TV series, although I don't know anything about Philharmonia. It's about a very famous female conductor who goes back to Korea to become the conductor for a university orchestra. And, you know, of course, a lot of people are very envious of her. And I don't know, the synopsis just says, what others don't know is that Cha Se-eum carries a secret. That secret will shake her life. Meanwhile, mysterious cases take place within her orchestra. Cha Se-eum looks into the cases and approaches the truth surrounding her. And honestly, as of episode 2, I mean, that hasn't really come up. Here's the thing. I'm watching 2 episodes out of 12, right? And so I'm really just getting a glimpse of what's going on here. But yeah, as of episode 2, I did not get a clear picture of the plot. I mean, yes, we have the conductor and then we have her husband who is a pianist, a composer, who is a professor, but he's not really successful as a pianist himself. Meanwhile, her conducting career is very, very prominent. She's very famous. And then we have this CEO guy, so Lee Mu-seung, who was her ex long, long ago. And he, you know, wanted to stop her from becoming a conductor because she used to be a violinist and then she quit music. And then she fell in love with conducting and decided to pursue that again. And he wanted to stop her just to, you know, to stay in this relationship. And then they broke up because of that. And now years later, he's the chairman who owns the orchestra or the university orchestra and is threatening to destroy the orchestra if she doesn't get a divorce and go back to him. And so, yeah, coming into this, I had very, I think Penthouse is a bit too far, but I was kind of leaning in the Penthouse, Little Women, Queen Maker, World of the Married kind of vibe. Very strong lady, Makjang vibe. And as of episode 2, it was not delivering in that way. Actually, the twists were very predictable. Like, of course, the husband is cheating on her. As of episode 2, that's the big reveal. And I'm like, yeah, of course we all knew that. I mean, come on, man. We all watch K-dramas here. That's so predictable. And she has a mother who was abusive to her for some reason. And is probably the reason why she quit playing the violin. Probably something like that. Yeah, that's it. That's where we are in terms of her secrets. But even as like the typical, you know, strong female career-driven woman, she's not like going the extra mile that I expected her. Like the ruthlessness, you know, the cruelty that I expect from that kind of character. So I just feel like in many ways, maybe it's just my expectations versus what the drama is actually doing, but I wanted it to go further and farther into the Makjang territory, and it didn't. So I don't know if that's a bad thing, but I guess it's just, yeah, a mismatch of my expectations. But I gave it a try. I watched 2 episodes today. It just didn't click. And so I'm gonna drop that. I don't know who to recommend this to. Like, I don't know if people who like classical music will enjoy this. I don't know if people who like Makjangs will enjoy this. But yeah, just think of like a more toned down Makjang. It's probably gonna go in that direction. But we're not in the like the mystery or the thriller part of it. Whatever that is supposed to be as of episode 2, we're not seeing that yet. And yeah, as you can guess, I think I will drop this as of episode 2. Next up, we have one of my most anticipated dramas this year, Welcome to Samdalri. So, the PD is the same PD as Forecasting Love and Weather, same writer as Hi Bye Mama and Go Back Couple. And it stars Shin Yesun, who I've seen in Still 17, Stranger, half of See You in My 19th Life. And it stars Ji Chang-wook, who I've seen in If You Wish Upon Me, The Sound of Magic, Love Struck in the City, and, you know, half of Healer twice. Still have not finished that. Someday. Maybe. Anyway, so Welcome to Samdalri is about 2 friends who grew up together, like, were born, like, 5 minutes apart from each other in Jeju. And, you know, they were friends for so long. And Samdal, the female lead, you know, wanted to get out of Jeju and be, you know, in the big city in Seoul. Meanwhile, Yongpil was happy in Jeju, but, you know, he came with her to Seoul. And I think one by one, he and their friends moved back to Jeju and he became a meteorologist, a weather forecaster, while Samdal, you know, became a famous photographer. But because of a scandal, she had to go back to Jeju and hide there and meet her ex again. Because through the years, eventually, they had a relationship, but they broke it off and he went back to Jeju. And so when Samdal comes back to Samdalri, it's access to lovers. We can tell what's gonna happen here. Okay. Let me narrate to you this experience. Okay, so we start out with, 4x3 aspect ratio, 90s singing contest. And at first, I thought, oh, this seems so charming. Like, what a unique way to start. And then I was like, okay. And then the moment that, like, I don't know, a 12-year-old Samdal starts talking about, I want to be the dragon that rises from the stream, which is basically a metaphor for her, you know, wanting to break out of Jeju and be in the big city. And Yongpil says, oh, I want to be the stream that she breaks out from. So essentially, yeah, it's just a big metaphor for what their journeys are going to be. And these are 12-year-olds saying it. And the moment that that dialogue came out, like, I just felt my face, my whole body drop in, I don't know, irritation, disappointment, all of that. Because, oh, what the hell is this? And then we went through a time skip and we saw Samdal's now living with her sisters in Seoul. And she's a big shot photographer. And we're jumping also back to scenes in Jeju where Yongpil is a meteorologist and we have their old friends in who are still living in Jeju and her mom, who's a henyo, the traditional group of women who dive for shellfish in Jeju Island. And that whole first episode was just a drawn-out way of explaining the scandal that Samdal gets into with one of her assistant photographers who was secretly jealous of her and was, you know, seducing her boyfriend and accused her of manipulation and power tripping, you know, just to bring her down. And then, you know, Samdal has to hide back in Jeju, yeah. And it's just so drawn out. That entire first episode was so drawn out, explaining where they are and who's who. And as usual, you have a huge cast of characters who are all supposed to be goofy, funny, silly. And it's like, oh my God, you haven't earned my affection to be wasting my time like this. Like, I know this is a 16-episode drama, so I should have more patience, but I don't really, because, yeah, I'm already starting to see the, you know, it's a, I don't know, a 67-minute episode, and we spend 20 minutes of it just doing the filler. And then in episode 2, I was like, okay, I will hold on until episode 2. We gotta hold on. And it's more of that. It's more of course, the drinking scenes, the excessive drinking scenes with the sisters who are all back in Jeju and, you know, going deep into their lore and to their reputations back in their old neighborhood. And also a bunch of scenes of Samdal trying to avoid Yongpil because, you know, he doesn't know that she's back in Jeju and she's ashamed that, you know, she was a big city girl now and she was forced to hide back here in the countryside. And their reunion was so drawn out until, I don't know, maybe 2/3 into the episode. And when they had scenes together, when Ji Chang-wook and Shin Hye-sun had scenes together, I was like, okay, maybe there's potential in this. I'm interested in their dynamic because we haven't seen the full picture, of course, of their relationship and their breakup and even their friendship before that. So them being the core of the show, I think, could save it. But it's just the excessive amount of filler with all these characters that I don't care about. And I wish I found it funny. I wish I found it charming, but I just don't. And yeah, I think I came into this with like more slice of life expectations, even more mellow expectations, but it's really leaning more into comedy. And once again, I wouldn't mind that if I like the characters enough to find them funny, but I don't. And I tried, oh my God, I tried episode 3. I got halfway into it and I couldn't do it anymore. I can't waste any more minutes of filler. I want to know what happens to the leads. That's it. I already barely care about the leads. And yet, you still have to sit through so much just to get some scenes of them. Because I do have faith in Shin Hye-sun and Ji Chang-wook's actors. Like, yeah, I know they can deliver. And of course, like, exes to lovers angst? I mean, yeah, sure, sign me up. I'm MG for that. But yeah, if I have to sit through so much filler until I get to that, I'm done. I'm out. So yeah, I'm dropping it. Do you feel the frustration? Like, I noted this in like the middle of episode 2. My frustration with how slowly this is moving was turning into hate. Like, I was starting to hate watch it. And when I get that feeling in my heart, I know, no go. This is a no go. We gotta stop right now. So yeah, that's how I feel about Welcome to Samdalri. Anyone who's continuing it, please tell me if it's worth continuing, worth sitting through all of that, because I really tried. Or you know what? No, I'll admit it. Even in the first episode, I was already on my phone. Like, I knew in my heart, this is not it. But hey, if someone can convince me that the substance, whatever substance we can get from this, is worth sitting through it, you know, my principle, I don't like skipping scenes, I don't like watching in 1.5 times speed, but if it must be, then I guess it must be. So yeah, please hit me up in the Spotify answer box, tell me if it's worth continuing, if you managed to make it past halfway of episode 3. And lastly, I watched My Demon. So I know I'm super late to this. I think episode 6 is out by now, but I only watched the first 2 episodes just to get a feel for it. And okay, so the PD of My Demon is the same as You Raise Me Up, and the other one is the same as Trolley. Same writer as Mr. Queen, and it stars Song Kang, who I've watched in Navilera, Nevertheless, Sweet Home, and Kim Yoo Jong, who I watched in most of Clean with Passion for now. So it's basically about a CEO, a female CEO, who is, you know, very cynical, and she gets involved with a demon who makes a contract with her because she somehow takes his power from him, and when he's with her, he can access his powers. Something like that. It's contract marriage. We have a demon, female CEO. Let's go. Now, surprisingly, I enjoyed the pilot of this the most among all of these. I enjoyed soundtrack number 2 more, but this is the second best pilot I've watched. Like, by the end of the first episode, you get a glimpse into the characters, but not too much that it drags. You get a glimpse into the relationship, and you see how she, like, steals his power from him and why he has to be connected to her. And the second episode is him coming to terms with, yeah, losing his powers to her and seeing more of, like, who are the people who are possibly coming after her life and why they both need each other. So by the end of episode 2, we know why they both need each other. Now, first of all, I really like Kim Yoo Jong. Like, I just find her so pretty. I like her acting. And here, yeah, she really shines. I really love her. I also like her character, you know, the childhood trauma and everything. I like her relationship with Kim Hye-suk's character, who's the chairwoman who adopted her. I like that there's a bit of a, I guess, a family power struggle, like who's really hiring a killer to go after her. And then, of course, we have a serial killer who, yeah, is very bizarre. And yeah, I feel like there is a whole world around her that I really like. And as for Gu-won, the demon played by Song Kang, I don't have a very good opinion of Song Kang. And his first scene, I was like, oh God, am I really gonna sit through this? But he gets better. And honestly, I find the humor funny there. Surprisingly, when the show is humorous, I find it funny. When they play with a blind date with 2 clashing personalities, when they play with contract marriage and, you know, make suggestive jokes, like, I find the humor funny. Bare minimum, I guess. But if it clicks, it clicks. I'm not here to question that. So yeah, I think what I'm really impressed by is how much we were able to cover within the first 2 episodes. Meanwhile, Samdal Rico never. Maestra has less episodes and it could not do that. So I think that's what I was really impressed with, because this is the one I watched just earlier today. And I do like the chemistry between the leads. So, I mean, bare minimum, but you'd be surprised how rare that is nowadays. So, not drama of the year or anything, but as long as it's still mildly entertaining, I think I can keep it in the background or just, you know, keep watching it. It's not giving me the brain rot that I've seen other people have with it, but I'm enjoying it so far, so I think I will be continuing. So that's it for me today. I'm really just getting back into the groove of watching K-dramas again. So yeah, I'm just filling up my currently watching list. I also still have, you know, all the recommendations I asked for, right? So yes, I will get through some of those soon. But yeah, for those who continued the ones that I dropped, please tell me if it's worth continuing. Maybe 2 episodes is not enough. I mean, definitely it's not enough, but We're just checking out the vibes here, okay? This is a vibe check episode. And among all of these are the other ongoing dramas. What are you enjoying the most? I also wanted to try out the one with Lee Se-young, Park's Marriage Contract, something like that. I was interested in that, but we'll see. Because I do like Bae-in-yuk and I like Lee Se-young. So yeah, I'll get back to you on that if I end up trying it out. Yeah, if you're watching any of these, which one's your favorite? Or of all the dramas that are airing right now, what do you like the most? What are you looking forward to the most every week? So yeah, that's it for me today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you soon.